So we've digitized Siegfried Sassoon's wartime journals and notebooks, and also some of his notebooks going into the 1920s. So these are Siegfried Sassoon's personal private notes, including diaries, drafts of some of his early poetry, his wartime poetry, some of his most famous works, and all kinds of things from lists of his men and their states, wounded, killed, through to contact addresses, letters, etc., etc. So it's really, you know, incredibly rich resource reflecting all aspects of Sassoon's life during the war.
Because he's known as a poet, of course, but clearly a prolific diary writer as well.
Yes, yes, and it's one of the most interesting things about this archive is seeing how the lived experience of the war, so his journal entries, his diary entries, then translate into first early drafts of poetry and then through into the complete poems that we then see published. So you can really see that transition from, you know, the extreme experience of war through to his, as they're recorded in his journals, through to his reflections on it, through to, you know, something working up something more poetic to the finished poems that we have today. One of the interesting things about the notebooks is because they were personal items, they were carried with him, they bear the marks of war themselves. So his Somme journal actually has mud encrusted into the binding of it.
Which, and that's the mud of the battlefield.
That's the mud from the Somme, we're almost certain. That's an incredibly exciting thing to look at. It puts you right there in the Somme with, you know, one of the most famous poets from the First World War.